think of something that starts with a W.
Oh, go ahead and try it. What have you got to lose?
It's a big W, I tell you. It's a big W.
W.
You can't miss it.
The Lost Disc Radio Show is brought to you today by the letter W.
We'll just set up right outside your wiener stand.
Hi, Barbara Fuller?
Yeah?
Hi, I'm Paul Shaw. I'm your computer date. Can I come in?
You're Paul Shaw?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't believe it.
It's a nice house you have. Any other rooms?
No.
Well, then where do you sleep, on here?
What do you care where I sleep? You walk in here and right away you want to know where I sleep. I should have known. You really want to get to know me. All you care is where my bed is.
No, I care about other things.
Then why'd you ask?
Well, I just happened to, think...
You ask because that's where your mind is. It's in the bed. Aren't you, worried about your car being double parked or something?
No, I don't have a car.
You don't have a car? Then how do you expect to get anywhere?
Well, I walk, you know, or take a subway or a bus.
A bus?
Sure.
What kind of bus do you know pulls up in front of El Morocco?
I don't even know where El Morocco is.
Then where do you expect to eat?
I ate.
You ate?
Yeah.
What do you mean you ate? What kind of a date doesn't go out to dinner? I spend all day getting dressed and all you want to do is rip my clothes off. You're all the same. Walk in, off with the clothes and into the bed right away. Look at this dress. An original Arnold of Alexander's. All hand sequined. $59.95. And the shoes? Socialite. The shoe that starts the total look. You see how they match the dress?
Yeah.
Agilon stockings. Pastel tones to gamble in. $2.50 a pair. And my technique girdle? And matching bra? Slant seam to lift and mold. And did you notice? Living nails with Fabergé glaze. Perfectly shaped and guaranteed chip-free for a week. And what the hell did you do? Throw on a sweater?
Middle of the night, I need you, darling. Make things all right. Come on, baby. Come on, please. Come on, baby. Come on, please. Turn on your light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me.
Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine.
A little bit higher. A little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Right now, right now.
That's the trying too hard sounds of the underground kicking off. Oh well, kicking off your Lost Discs action, making Dr. Doc Brown feeling right about at home.
Oh yeah,
Doc.
Yeah, that basically sounded like my car most days.
You, huh?
That kind of sounded like what my sounds like in my truck there, driving around most days.
Right. Yeah. You got that channel going, and
yeah.
Nothing like starting off the kicking off the show there with a good version of Love Light Man. Right, and for people that swing that sort of away, Joe Stax is on the phone. He's swinging.
What is this? A freak out?
Yo! And then there, we've got an impersonator on Chesty's microphone. Let's listen to this voice.
No, this is really me.
Oh, okay.
Hey!
They changed behind my back. All right. Well, we'll just have to...
Wieners!
Know.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Wow. Chesty on the auxiliary microphone... In fact, and somehow we have an open channel. Come on, we've got to get a microphone for Brad at least, before
well,
the next.
I can swing
break.
This one over to
come
him.
Come on, give me a. I need a cable. I need a mic. Come on, Brad, hook me up a little bit of action. I can't believe I didn't think about.
No, I'm good.
What?
I'm good. I'm talking into Chesty's mic. Is this too loud?
I can't. No, you're fine. I just didn't know you were going to suddenly appear.
I suddenly appear.
Right, I'm sorry that we didn't think about this somehow ahead of time, but all right, we'll do what we can.
It's a vowel too.
And then Val.
Maybe not close. Not far enough, sorry.
All right, well, Val is kind of far away in the orbit of the auxiliary microphone, but she's in the studio nonetheless. All right, so we'll do what we can. Yes, it's sort of a February, mid-February, Valentine-esque sort of date night theme, and there's going to be a lot of love songs and unrequited love, and we're going to just kind of get a little late period Orlans out of 1966 to kind of keep it rolling right along, man. Lay down the rules of love for us tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Go, Chesty. What was that?
I said it was 1964 and it made it to 66 on the charts.
Hey, lover, it's a time you knew. Uh-huh. I'm putting down the rules for you. The rules.
Hey, lover, the rules of love.
The rules of love.
Hey, lover, the rules of love.
They're sharp.
When two or more musical tones are sounded together, their blending may sound unpleasant or dissonant, like this.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here, making its way of the year, changing my life with a wave of her hand. Nobody can deny that the
Yes?
Will you tell us a story?
Well, what kind of a story would you like to hear?
How about a jungle story, Uncle Larry?
Jungle story. Okay. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two great big cows, but in the jungle we call them bulls. Do you understand what I mean so far?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now the young bull heard a ruckus and went to investigate. A lion jumped on the bull and devoured him. Upon finishing his huge dinner, the lion began roaring. A herd of elephants, hearing the roar of the lion, became frightened and started running through the jungle and trampled the lion to the death.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any moral to the story?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
If you're full of bull, keep your mouth shut.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He's the hottest thing in the country.
Whoa, yeah!
Oh, yeah, right. And doctors are all perfect, aren't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, they don't drink like fish or smoke like fish or do drugs like fish. Oh, no, they're perfect. Believe me, Doc, I'll outlive you by a decade. Oh, I'm winded. I'm sorry.
Gotta be inside. Maybe they're true. I'm getting funny dreams again and again. I know what it means, but I can't explain. I take it slow. Gotta say it to you when I feel blue. But I can't explain. Can't explain. Yeah, hear what I say, girl. Can't explain. They got me real sad. I'm getting funny dreams again and again. I know what it means, but I can't explain. I think it's wrong. Try to say it to you when I'm in the blue. But I can't explain. Can't explain. Try it one more time now. Can't explain.
Okay, Jimmy, what do you think?
Look at Granny run and run, and Grandpa running close behind. Look at Granny run and run, there's something on Granddaddy's mind. Grandpa.
yeah, it's the it you know it's the dicey sounds now of Howard Tate, right, on the Verve label. I don't know, man. That was out of 1966. As a matter of fact, peaked at number 12 on the R&B chart, and it did hit the Hot 100 significantly lower somewhere, right? But that was on the Verve record label, man. Look at Granny Run, Run. And yes, that was a Ragavoy production, right? Good old, what's his name, Ragavoy?
Jerry
Ragavoy, Joe?
You got it.
And he wrote and produced a lot of that early Howard Tate stuff from the Verve label there in the mid-60s, right? So that was one of them collaborations. And before that, it was Oscar and the Majestics, right? Covering The Who. Everyone's like, hey, man, why are you playing that song by The Who, right? We that's not a lost disc. But come to find out, man, on the USA label, they were like out of Gary, Indiana, Joe. What do you know?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. They also moved to Chicago, tried to make it a little bigger, cut a couple of slabs for USA, some other small labels like Arc and Score, and hung around for a couple of years, and some of those sides are showing up on compilations like Pebbles and Mind Rocker.
Yeah, no doubt, right? If you can still track those down at this point, you know. But yeah, always dig that Who song, no matter who's doing it, probably. It's one of those. And then, listen, it was The Foremost, right? We got the 45 on the Capitol Records label, of course, covering that Beatles tune. And we kicked it off with the Orlons on Cameo, Rules of Love. Jesse did correct. Yeah, man, May of 1964, man, but it peaked at number 66 on the damn chart. They never got any higher, man. That's late period Orlons for you know, Orlons freaks. Mm-hmm. And The Foremost, by the way, we were reminded pre-show from a nice email in from, hey, Doc, John in Walpole, Mass, reminding us that February 9th, of which we're broadcasting live right now tonight, right? It is February 9th, 2019. Yep. It is the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' appearance.
Wow.
First time on Ed Sullivan. What do you say?
Ooh. Whoa. Wow. Jeez. I know the Blizzard of 78 happened this week, too.
Yeah, come on. Yeah?
All right, yeah.
And also, by the way.
Oh, nice, Joe.
Wow.
I got that.
What about The Foremost, Joe? That they were a British group, though, right?
They were. Originally, the 4Js. They signed to with Brian Epstein, who managed them.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, they were part of that first wave of bands out of Liverpool after the Beatles hit. Their first single was a Lennon and McCartney song, Hello, Little Girl. Funnily enough, their second single was a Lennon and McCartney song, I'm in Love.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
They didn't enjoy a lot of chart success, and you know, they just kind of hung in there for a few years and kind of dribbled out at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was another non-charting foremost record there for you tonight on the show. Hey, and sure enough, it was Wayne and Diana down in North Carolina who had emailed in also right at about top of the hour there. So, Doc, go ahead. If people seem to be wanting to chime in, what do they do?
Yeah, you just got to type in there, Lost Discs Radio. That's discs with a C. Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Yeah, right. All right, so here we go. Now we're moving it into the next thing. And I know we got two fine ladies in the studio. And I want you both ladies now to pay attention to the lyrics on this next one. Right? Because you're going to be maybe a little sore about the lyrics on this next record by The Dreams, right? This is a little thing called Jesse James.
They call me Jesse James. I ain't never robbed nobody's train. All that I've done was steal a few hearts. Girls can't stop me cause they ain't that smart. Heart. I'm the baddest dude this side of California.
call a half a dozen guys and have an orgy.
See how flat that is?
As I was walking down the road one day, I saw an old man sitting by the way. He called to me, "Come here, my child, and talk with me a little while." Oh, as I sat and looked into his eyes, the things he said to me were very wise. Someday true love will come to thee, so let it be thy destiny. Yes, the old man finally went away. But as I walk on my way, I can hear the old man say,
"Don't
talking about the past. Are you from the future?
Yeah.
Raises more questions than it answers now, right? Anybody who just listened to that has questions now. All right, what are we thinking, Joe? We got the 45 on this. Okay, first of all, it's on the Revolution label. Of course, they're covering that old Shocking Blue tune, Venus, and that's Le 25th Regiment.
That's right, the 25th Regiment. From Montreal.
Montreal.
Wait, they were from Montreal, he says.
Montreal.
Yes, French-Canadian.
French-Canadian.
Okay, Val called it, by the way. We were passing the record around in the studio, and everyone's like, French-Canadian, or we don't know. And that's the thing, and Val said, yeah. Clearly.
Yep. Yeah.
Took one look at it and knew it.
Well, my first guess was Japanese, though.
It took a while. People listening to, when they were listening to it, everyone was like, "Wait, German? What is this?" Right? It took a while till we got around to French. But what did they do anything else? Do we know about these guys?
Yeah. There's a few things out there. They released a couple of albums in 1968, 1970, on the Trans-Canada label. Several 45s on the Apex label, 67 and 68, including a cover of "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds."
No,
in
French? Oh, wait. Wait, is it en
français? Yes. Lucy sous un ciel de diamant.
Ooh, beautiful French, Joe.
Ooh, Joe.
I was winging it all the way. Thank you.
Oh, well. Yeah. You can pick up chicks that way.
All right. So what else was happening down there? It was Dobie Gray. Before that, on the Charger label, Dobie Gray, Walk With Love, a non-charting, well, not really non-charting, that's the B-side of a low-charting Dobie Gray record, I think, but certainly a charting Dobie Gray record. But that was the B-side, man, Walk With Love, that's the superior side, trust me, man, of that 45. And before that, it was check this out. I'm in a Torsdale Junction on the Randor label, right? I love it. It sounds like, you know, I don't know. It sounds like it could have been out of the 70s, for that matter. And yeah, we kicked it off with The Dreams featuring Kenny Lewis. They call me Jesse James. Come on. Val, were you offended? Chesty, were you offended? Girls can't.
Ooh.
Oh. All I done.
I just made a mess of the whole studio.
All I done was steal a few hearts. Girls can't stop me because they ain't that smart, Chesty, was the line.
You've driven her wild. She's trashing the place.
Oh, my word.
Chesty, what do you have to say for yourself now?
I have nothing to say.
For those of you that are keeping track at home, Chesty just dropped her microphone and knocked over the bong.
Well, a beer, but...
Oh, and a beer. It was like a trifecta. And she... Wow, that thing snapped. Wow.
All right.
Get that chick a beer. No. We don't actually have a bong. It's just...
We all know women are smart.
Yes, okay. Well, that guy was putting you down there, Chesty.
If he's only chasing dumb chicks, then he gets what he gets. He deserves what he gets, Val says. That's it.
All right, Joe, anything about Torsdale Junction, man? Do we
not a lot. Love it. Released in November of 69 on the Radnor label. Radnor is a town out in eastern PA. In the Philadelphia region, Torsdale is a stop on the SEPTA mass transit system out of the Philadelphia region.
All right,
I'm guessing.
Yeah,
they were Philadelphia or nearby.
No, they're Philly soul things. Suddenly, who knew? Right, and of course we all know.
That's OP, baby. The sound of Philadelphia.
All right, now look, this is very exciting. You know,
lay of soul.
Very exciting because what comes up next, Doc, is kind of an obscure Wallingford, Connecticut connection thing.
Wow.
Again. Now, all right.
Wait,
now,
is this from that studio?
This is from Synchron Studios in Wallingford. Oh, now, I don't know, Joe. I'm not sure that that's the same one. Is that the same one that was putting out, you know, Bram Riggs and the guys in the 60s?
Bram Riggs, right.
No, that was wasn't that Trod Nozzle?
Trod Nozzle. Right, thank you. Trod I knew. Nozzle. All right, so Trod Nozzle was doing Bram Riggs' set, who were out of Wallingford and some North Haven groups, but... This is the Synchron Studios in Wallingford. Not sure if they're still there, but it sounds familiar to me, too. Trod Nozzle is definitely still there in production. But, so it's almost like the more you find out about Wallingford, it's like they had their own scene, Doc. What do you know about that? You grew up in Connecticut.
I'm going to tell you something. Wallingford also generates their own electricity somehow. It's
right.
And when you want cheap gas, I got gas today for $2.11. If I was a Cumbie's member, I would have gotten gas for $2.01. Anywhere else in the state, it's like $2.39 or above. They got some weird vortex in Wallingford when it comes to value, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe they were valuing music at the time.
Well, I don't know, but it's like there really was a scene in the 60s and 70s,
and
a music scene in the North Haven, Wallingford area, which is not exactly the same as the New Haven area.
No, not at all. And it's also known as Wally World, too.
Yes.
Yes.
So that could have been something. They should have patented that when they had the chance. But okay, so this is a song we all know, and I think that now... Peter, Paul, and Mary,
yep.
Doc, we have connections with that.
Oh, sure.
It's a long story. But
oh, yeah.
Paul, what's his name?
Cantor.
Paul Stuckey, isn't it?
No, Paul Stuckey.
No.
No, it's Paul Stuckey, Doc. You should know. Doc, why are you embarrassing yourself like that?
It happens all the time.
Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Now, this group is called Repairs. Joe, what do we know?
Do you have a minute? Can I talk?
Go.
Okay, generations of Westporters know Jim Honeycutt as a teacher, first of social studies, then computer education, now running Staples Media Lab audio and TV production classes. Occasionally, he refers back to his old rock and roll days. Now in cyberspace, which he and his students are so wired into, there's proof. He's created a podcast about Repairs, his folk rock country band of the late 60s, early 70s. He did it to demo an assignment he gave his audio production class, make a podcast about your favorite album. They formed at Fairfield University, where Honeycutt and Peter McCann met as freshmen, and they pulled a group together. And they were discovered in 1971 at a place called Jessup Green in Westport. Supposedly, this is all hearsay, but Andrew Lou Goldham was there, discovered them, somehow hooked them up with Motown, and they released a couple of albums on Rare Earth.
Well, wow. Well, no kidding. This. Okay, so this is a very interesting little nugget in their output then, because this is recorded with a studio audience. So it's a live album, but live in the studio. And, well, let's just get into this, because this is perfect. If you really happen to be having a good Valentine's Day situation, but either way, man, some local history for us here exclusively on Lost Discs.
At the calling of your heart, rest assured this troubadour is acting on his part. The marriage of your spirits here has caused him to remain, for wherever two or more of you are gathered in his name,
there is love.
Draws her life from man and gives it back again.
There is love.
Much more often on Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs, they play just that, and I love their taste in music.
Oh, times. You know I could have kept you on beside me, baby, but now you've gone yourself.
Radio.
The real cool and groovy thing, man, was to tune in and turn on.
Oh.
Well, you know what it's like. You know, my head feels like a balloon, and my eyes are all glazy and bugged out, and no, I haven't been smoking dope.
Listen to people about to sing you a song. I'm going to sing you a song, and it won't be long. 'Cause I'm worried about my love, I'm gonna have my fun.
baby, bring it when you come. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Along the way, I'm gonna pick 'em up and love 'em for just one day. Just to pick 'em up and love 'em for just one day. Just to pick 'em up and love 'em for just one day. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you.
Talking on the we're all talking on the air, and suddenly the microphones are up, and we and we are just digging the out-of-sight sounds there of the Loading Zone, right off the RCA label, 1968 action, Love Feels Like Fire, okay? And before that, it was, man, it was a Siegel Schwall blues band with that, you know, Yes, I Love You, you know, sounding like that Bo Diddley kind of swinging beat. And it was Ramatam was in there on the Atlantic label, right? Whiskey Place, Brad, I wanted you to hear that one because that was April Lawton, right? A chick lead guitar player, like just slaughtering that guitar, man. Are you aware of this, Brad? Get on the microphone there.
No.
What?
Who is she?
April Lawton, right, Joe? This group Ramatam had a chick lead guitar, killer lead guitar player named April Lawton. Also featured Mitch Mitchell on drums. Joe, come on, back me up.
Yep. Oh, you're 100% Mitchell. A guy named Mike Panera, who'd also played in Blues Image and Iron Butterfly as part of the sound there.
Yeah, Out of Sight Sound there, off their first album, 1971, Whiskey Place from Ramatam. Steam Hammer was in there on the Epic label. That one goes out to Cosmic Debris and Jane, man. Down at Mount Airy, Maryland way, a Lost U2 from Steam Hammer off of what I assume is like their first or second album. Right, and yes, we kicked it off with Repairs, live in the studio, Synchron Studios, Wallingford, Connecticut. And that's the way it's been going. Hey, we have to mention that this is Jason's last night.
Bombay.
Last night in Alberta. He chimed in on the email. See, that's right. Jason chimes in an email, says he's packing his bags to leave Edmonton for the last time. Going home to Halifax on Monday. The frigid weather in Alberta tonight, where it is 40 below zero. Now, that's Celsius degrees, folks, so be careful. And he's
still, it's brutal.
Right? And so that's good old Jason out there. And yes, we've also heard in from good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, although he is listening to it through some bootleg sources, we think. And John H. Carver has chimed in. We have received communication from John H. Carver. Let's be clear about it. It is top of the hour. Good night, Joe.
Good night, everyone. Hey, quick shout out to the 06880 blog for the info on the repairs.
Rock on, Chesty.
Rock on.
Good night, Doc.
Yep, check you later.
Right, checking you later. Good night, Brad. Come on, say it.
Smell you later.
Wow. Can't believe that's replaced Trump. And then the good old Val's over there screaming in the distance.
Good night, everybody.
Auxiliary microphone, and we'll... Good night, Weasley Steve.
Bombay.
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 Would you please find your own way out? Now, don't finish your drink.